This is NPR's Life in Berlin. Steve Sabella is a Jerusalem-born and Berlin-based visual artist. His collages and photographs give concrete form to the paradoxes of life growing up Palestinian among Israeli settlements in Jerusalem's old city. It can be complicated, so I'll let artist Steve Sabella introduce himself.
When people ask me where I come from, I say I come from planet Earth. I mean, where else? But then they think, But then they start thinking, but where were you born? And I think that's the right question to ask. So I acknowledge 100% where I come from. And I was born in the old city of Jerusalem, and I lived there for almost 30 years.
We're in the studio to discuss his new memoir, The Parachute Paradox, about Sabella's life and work.
The only way to move forward is to move forward. I do believe I lived in exile for many years, mental exile, even living in my own city of birth. So what do we do? Do I live exile for the rest of my life, or do I find a way out? So I created my own visual dilemmas, and once I solved these visual dilemmas, I found my own liberation, and I came to terms with my past.
And I'm curious how you say, so you solve these problems visually.
Yeah.
So can you maybe talk about the settlement, 6 Israelis and 1 Palestinian work, just as kind of an example?
Yeah, the thing is, I wanted to create a work that somehow, you know, mirrors the conflict, you know, in Palestine, Israel. So I looked for 6 Israelis who served in the army, and I asked all of them to strip to their underwear and stand in a line, 6, one next to the other. But I also stripped myself and stood across or in front of them on the other side. And I called this work Settlement, 6 Israelis, 1 Palestinian. Ironically, how can 1 Palestinian pose a threat on the 6 Israelis? The installation itself creates a visual tension.
Is it important to you to have the parachute paradox in Arabic, and why?
100%. I mean, I wanted to, I actually did work to have the Arabic version come out before the English version. Yeah, I think the book is very important to come out in Arabic. Because it comes from, with my humble opinion, at a moment where there is a sense of defeat in the Arab world, and especially in Palestine. In my opinion, the book brings back agency to the individual, to the imagination. I think we are seeing a generation of Palestinians who can no longer imagine to live in freedom. So how on earth can one expect to liberate the land of Palestine? If the mind is not liberated, there is no way to liberate anything. So the book is about liberation of the self. In 3 words, the book could be about the colonization of the imagination.
Steve Sabella's memoir, The Parachute Paradox, is now out in a limited edition from Kerber Verlag. In the next installment, Sabella shares excerpts from the book. For NPR Berlin, I'm Lily Kelting.